Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's got the new contract. His team is 2-0 and certainly looking really, really good. And that is Jalen Smith at the Cowboys. And he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Jalen, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Wonderful, wonderful. I just got off work, man. Thank you guys for being patient and having me.
Oh, no, we're glad to have you. We're excited. We got to drop back a little bit and go to college for a second. By the way, my son, who's 17, is going to take an unofficial visit to Notre Dame. I'm going to take him there in a couple weeks. So
let's go.
It'll be my first time out to South Bend, so I'm looking forward to seeing it. But are you nervous? Notre Dame, Georgia this weekend. It's a big game for you guys.
Ooh. It's a big game.
CBS game.
I'm not nervous at all, man. Undefeated season last year. We're looking to make something happen again. So I'm excited.
I don't know. I'm a little nervous for you, man. I think the Bulldogs are like 14-point favorites, man. How are the Irish 14-point dogs? Come on, man.
Man, ain't nobody worry about them Bulldogs, man. They'll be all right.
I don't know. They could throw the football around a little bit here. Hey, listen, I got a question for you. Who would win, Notre Dame or the Dolphins?
Y'all wrong.
Yeah, we are. But
I'm kidding. Let me ask you, sir. I'm totally kidding. Totally disrespectful. Listen, we know no college team could be. We've had these stupid conversations, and they're completely off base. But I do want to ask you this. You guys are rolling. You're 2-0. You look really good. The offense is humming. The defense is on lockdown. And we know that the Dolphins are stripping things down and obviously are hitting reset. I know it's your job to be a professional, especially when you're only a couple of years into your career as you are, but how does the entire team maintain intensity and focus for a team that is seemingly looking toward the future more so than the present? Is that a challenge for you guys?
I mean, I can tell you, it's the National Football League, man. At any given moment, you can get your butt kicked, so you got to be on top of your game. That's our approach.
Yeah, that's probably the message, and it's probably the right one. But you know, let's back up for a second because you just got a big contract extension, and it's an exciting one for you. And in some ways, you know, you hate to look for the positive in something as damaging as your knee injury was, but it pushed you into the second round, and so as opposed to being stuck into your fourth year and then having that fifth year option, you got because of your performance. You got to get paid early. I mean, you think about the blessing it was, even though it was so bad what happened to you. But you ended up landing in the right spot, and you made the most out of it.
Yeah, I mean, the beautiful thing about it was just embracing each moment that, you know, that I was presented to me. And, you know, luckily I've been able to produce, and the Cowboys have been able to get the return on their investment. You know, with taking a chance on me, you know, because there's a chance that I, you know, maybe I could have never played again or became this, you know, an elite player that I was. So with that being said, man, it's really an honor to receive my, you know, my big contract.
Awesome. Well, I wanted to ask you because before, you know, you got back on the field and your leg regenerated the nerves. You know, I said to Tiki, I wonder if you ever had a dark place, like when the mind wanders and you don't know what's next here, how do you maintain not a passion for football, but an optimism during what must have been a really tough time for you?
For me, it was all about my clear-eye view, man. With clear-eye view, what it means is a focused vision, determined belief, and earned dream. So being able to see something that you want to accomplish in life, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
In that injury state, you know, for me, it was getting back on the field to dominate. And then a determined belief was just about having a self-belief, a belief in yourself, a belief in God that he has your back. You know what I mean? That's really what helped me get through as well. And then earned dreams was just about how bad did I want it. You know, what work was I willing to put in to accomplish that goal? So really, that's how I live my life. You know, I have a purpose beyond athletics. You know what I mean? With being an entrepreneur and having a real calling. For being able to help educate and empower people, So I focused on a combination of all of those things, man, just educating myself.
That's awesome.
While I was out.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Talking to Jalen Smith, linebacker, Dallas, third year out of Notre Dame. And Dallas 2-0, get ready to take on the Georgia Bulldogs. Pardon me, the Miami Dolphins coming up this week. He's with us here on Tiki and Tiri.
Jalen, you got to stop like all these great answers because it's going to make me want to like you, and I'm not allowed to like you because you're a Cowboy and I'm a Giant here. But you know, when I look at your squad, and a lot of people will talk about the offensive side for the Dallas Cowboys because of Zeke and Amari Cooper and obviously Dak having great season so far. But defensively, you guys are deep as well. Leighton Vander Esch, who I think surprised a lot of people last year. Obviously, Sean Lee is still hanging around. He's the old head in that locker room. But you guys released Taco Charlton today, the Cowboys did. What went on with that? It's kind of surprising for a lot of people.
I mean, Taco's my brother. He's actually my neighbor. We live next to each other as well. So I love him dearly, man. Really, it's business. It's business. And sometimes things don't work out. But I know he'll be fine. And, you know, for the Cowboys, we got to focus on winning this championship.
Yeah. No, you got to focus on the guys that are there. It is the business of the game, and it's unfortunate. And it happens. But I hope good things for Taco. He was a high thought of pick back in 2017. But your defense, because of the offense, what I was just alluding to, oftentimes gets overlooked. You don't talk about it as often. Where do you guys feel that you are in your development maturation? And can you, should things falter on the offensive side in a game or whatever, a string of games, carry this team?
For us?
Hello?
Sorry, I dropped my phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah. No, I was just asking, gotcha. Can your defense carry the team?
Yeah, I said for us, it's about being who we are.
Yeah.
You know, we understand that. You know, we want to be in an elite defense, and we've done it in the past. We know the tools. We have the culture. It's about executing. And if we can execute each and every day in every game, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
We haven't hit our peak yet, but the best is yet to come.
Yeah, I think most people share that opinion. By the way, my wife is from Dallas, so I've spent a lot of time in Dallas, and you know, when we first started dating, a lot of those trips, you know, at least from the football point of view, weren't overly pleasant. It's one thing to be a Cowboy. It's another thing to be a Cowboy where most people think you have a real chance to win a Super Bowl. What is the energy like in the city? You got to feel it every day. It's got to be awesome there right now.
Man, it's a week to week thing, and for us, we got to concentrate on what we can control. And the goal is to win every game, you know. So we're going to stay on this road. And as long as we can execute and stay together, I like our chances. But, I mean, it's America's team, man. I know y'all Giants and all of this. y'all know how Jerry do it.
Yeah, of course.
Wait, you mean the midgets? Not the Giants. The
come
midget,
on, stop.
The Giants.
Stop. You're salting his partner over here. You know, but, you know, you bring up, you know, Jerry and Stephen Jones and this – it's almost like he has this like beat that he walks to, Jerry. And I know you've gotten to know him over the last couple of years, and he creates this aura around the team, and you either buy in or you're like, man, that's corny, Jerry, or what? I mean, what is he like with you all, and does he still have that energy that we are used to seeing over the past decade or so as he tries to push and will this team towards a Super Bowl?
I mean, Jerry, he's himself, you know, a guy that loves and cares about his team and his players. He's always around. That's what I love the most. I mean, presence, you know, for your leader and the owner. You know, we're able to establish relationships with him off the field. So it's great.
You know, let's go to Jalen Smith of the Cowboys here. There's probably one of the most debated topics. It started to slow down now because I think most people get the hint that he's pretty good. But there was a lot of debate around Dak Prescott. Is he truly a franchise quarterback? Does he deserve the big money? Is he the guy like Aikman to win a Super Bowl? His heartbeat's slow. His body is big. His leadership is steady. I don't know if the whole team takes its cue from Dak, but for the offense to be led by somebody who's so consistent on the field and off the field, it's got to make it easy going to work when your quarterback is steady.
I mean, he's a grinder. He's a guy that you want in your foxhole. He's a winner, and he's going to get his money.
32 to 35 million he's going to get.
Maybe more. You never know.
That's right. If he keeps playing, better sign him soon.
I know. Right?
He'll be 40 million.
Yeah, he's a great guy, man.
Yeah, no, it shows and it comes through, and it's not a mistake that you guys are playing the way that you are. Let's take a quick sidestep before we let you go here. Your company, you talk about being an entrepreneur, and you started Clear Eye View. It's one thing to finish your career and get into business. It's another to not even have started your career and started getting into business. What made you go down this path? And tell us a little bit about Clear Eye View.
I always wanted to be an entrepreneur my entire life, man. So I focused on education and really learning the ins and outs of what it means to be a businessman. The one of our greatest assets is our minds. So as long as you can continue to cultivate that, you can achieve anything in life. And so that's really what the focus came out of, just being observant. I had a great mentor and relative by the name of Eugene Parker, who passed away a few years ago, former agent. And was just able to learn a lot of gems. But it's an interest of mine.
Yeah.
And I'm seeking it.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Good luck to you, man.
Well-rounded young man.
Thank
you. Hell of a player. Good mind. Good soul. Jalen Smith. Good team. Got a lot going for it. I know the football community is happy to see this come to fruition. We weren't sure if you'd get out there and play. Full disclosure, you know that, but it's a great story that keeps getting better. Thanks for your time, buddy. We'll get you back up at some point soon.
All right, you guys take care, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.